The governor defended a handful of the bills in a Facebook post and email newsletter. Those include a plan that would limit Governor-elect Tony Evers' power to change state work requirements for some adults who receive benefits like food stamps. Walker said protecting that law from Evers' potential changes promotes stability in state government. Walker did not weigh in on some of the other controversial plans approved by lawmakers last week. Those include a proposal to limit early voting in Wisconsin. The lame duck session was initially expected to address Walker's proposed $70 million tax incentive package for Kimberly Clark. The state Senate didn't have enough votes to take up the plan. Walker said he hopes to come up with another option for the company and to make an announcement about that this week. The governor has to approve or veto all of the lame duck bills by the end of the month. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.